Do you understand? Do you understand? And I spoke with someone. I said, it's just going to be one scripture, but see, you got to watch what you say, because God said, no, it ain't. You're going to flip this thing. I said, Lord, hey, who am I to argue with you?
Amen.
I'm no fool. I'm no dummy. Amen. So I just move out of the way. Amen. And let him do whatever he want to do. Amen. First scripture, amen, is 1 Samuel 16 and 7. Amen. It's all right to flip?
Amen. It's all right to flip.
Amen. 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 1 Samuel 16 and 7. Amen. And I understand, you know, Pastor normally has a stand during the scripture, but no need. Just stay seated. Amen. Because we're going to flip, and I don't want you to keep jumping up and jumping down. I just want you to listen to this word and let it take root.
Amen.
Amen. I told Pastor last night, I said, man, when I got to writing down things, I said, this look like your format. But it's a good thing. Amen. Understanding the five things that happen when your heart is right.
Yes.
Amen. Number one, amen. And I know that today is Super Bowl Sunday, so I'm not going to hold y'all long. Amen. Amen, because we got to make things with balance. We're going to give you the spiritual so we can have fun in the natural later. Amen. 1 Samuel 16 and 7, and it reads this, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a, not, I'm sorry, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the inward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. Five things. Amen. Understanding the five things that happen when your heart is right. The first thing is that, amen, we see here in the scripture, amen, David is being anointed, amen, to be king. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And here it is. The first thing is you're chosen and you're anointed. Amen. Samuel was about to anoint David and everything. And so we're going to deal with the first thing is that you're chosen and anointed. Amen.
Amen.
When your heart is right, God will choose you and anoint you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to hop right on over. Amen. To Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Amen. You're chosen and you're anointed. Amen. A whole lot of things happen, amen, when you're chosen.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God say, few are chosen.
Uh-huh.
Many are chosen.
Many are called,
and true are chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when you're chosen, amen, that's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That is a privilege. Amen. Because a lot of times, amen, when you're dealing with ministry, amen, there's an old saying that says you was picked out to be picked on. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Suffering for righteousness' sake.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's one thing to suffer, but when you suffer for righteousness' sake, amen. Be encouraged. Amen.
Yeah.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Amen.
Yeah.
I told somebody earlier, amen, about a week ago, I said, sometimes you just need to look at somebody and say, hello, joy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They'll frustrate you. Amen. But guess what? Weeping may endure for a night. You may take me here. You may take me there. But guess what? Joy comes in the morning. Hello, Joy. Some of y'all know some people named Joy. Amen. Amen. I know. I know. Amen. 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 Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, amen. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Five things that happen when your heart is right. Amen. You will be blessed and you will begin to see and experience God's hand and favor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Why do you think, amen, and this is written in red. Why do you think, amen, Jesus was talking about your heart has to be pure?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything else. He described, amen, what your heart have to be like.
Okay.
Amen. He didn't say your heart had to be soft, your heart had to be hard. Your heart has to be pure. Amen.
Amen.
Because what does the word also say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth do what? Watch what you say.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Understanding the five things that happen when your heart is pure, when your heart is right. Amen. You will become blessed.
Amen.
Amen. And it is so much better to be blessed than cursed. Amen.
Amen.
It's so much better to experience the hand of God than the wrath of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather experience his hand and his favor any day.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor talked about how, amen, your desires in a vehicle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you have a pure heart, amen, God will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Amen. You're blessed. Amen. My car that I just got, amen, I praise and I bless God for it. I want it, amen, as someone said, an expedition.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But guess what? God said, not only will I give you an expedition, but I'll take you to the next level. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's seen my heart.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I know what you want.
Amen.
I know what you need. I'm going to wrap it up, give you a different vehicle, a better vehicle.
Amen.
Amen. Because I see your heart. Amen.
Amen.
These are the things that happen when your heart is right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You are blessed. You begin to experience, amen, the hand of God. Amen. His
amen.
Favor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The third thing is that you will have peace. Amen. Regardless of your current situation.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn back to Psalms 27 and 3. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You will have peace. Amen. You will have peace, irregardless of what you're going through. My God. My God, things don't look right. Every time I turn around, somebody say, well, you need to stop turning. You know, you hear people, every time I turn around, something going wrong. Well, you need to stop turning. Amen, because you know after a while, you turn so many times, you end up dizzy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, First Lady, just real. Amen. I want to make you laugh. Amen, but I want it to also be, you know, real to you. Amen. Amen. God will give you peace. Amen. 27 and 3, it says, though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though a host should encamp against me. Amen. When you got a whole lot of things encamping about you, where they're against you, guess what? You may have all these bills due, literally sometimes on earth catching hell. Amen. Put the mitt down and you won't catch it. Amen. But guess what? Guess what? God said, peace, be still.
Amen.
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 God will give you peace. Amen. When the enemies come in, amen, like a flood, amen, my word, amen, confirms and it says, amen, that God will raise up a standard. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So often we try to raise up our own standard.
Amen.
I ain't taking this.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to let such and such do that to me. Amen. But it's not your place.
That's right.
Amen. Look at the current situation of your heart. How is your heart when you're saying that? You don't even sound peaceable. You can't draw, amen, nothing and no one, amen, with a spirit like that. Amen. Your heart has to be right.
Amen.
Create within me, amen, a clean heart. Amen. Renew the right spirit within me. Amen. Because he is my strength. He is my redeemer. Amen. And then the word comes back and says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
So when you're going through some things, sometimes you just got to look at it and say, so. Amen. You got to look at it and say, so. Amen. Carl Pearson, he also says what? About the battle and the war?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You may have won the battle, but you won't win the war. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So you got to, amen, understand that God gives you peace. Amen.
Right.
When you don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Amen. Peace be still, irregardless of your current situation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're talking about understanding the five things that happen when your heart is right, right?
Right.
Amen. God will give you peace. Amen. And I thank God for the peace.
Yeah.
Amen. It says, amen, let me finish this scripture. It says, though war shall arise against me, in this will I be confident.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that you know. Amen. Saints of old say, down in your Noah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that you know that you know. Amen.
Yeah.
That you are confident that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That I will have peace.
Amen.
Amen. I will not fear. Amen.
Yeah.
God's not the author of confusion.
That's right.
Amen. So where there's confusion, there's not a God. Amen. Amen. Where there's confusion, God's not in it.
Amen.
And if we're supposed to be children of God, amen, guess what? We shouldn't be there. Amen. The enemy, amen, I understand that we're people, amen, that we were living our life day to day to perfection. Amen. But guess what? When the enemy see you, you know, he wants to take you this way. That's when it's time for you to say, guess what? There's no peace over there. Amen. I'm worried about this. God's not there. Amen. So guess what? That's not the right road to take.
Amen.
Amen. So you need to come back. Amen. I thank God for this lavalier because I can walk. And my hands is free. Amen. So you come back and you don't miss one. You say, Lord, guess what? I see your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see your way. Amen. Direct me. Amen.
Amen.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Not the steps of any man. He said a good man.
Yeah.
Amen. He's describing what type of man and woman you're supposed to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at that word woman. Amen. God is saying, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, because when a man don't do it, a woman will do it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When a man don't do it, a woman will do it. God said, amen. If you don't praise me, amen, a rock will cry out.
Amen.
And I dare not let a rock cry out for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the rock. Amen. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God said, if you want your heart to be hard, amen,
mm-hmm.
guess what? Not a problem. I won't deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
My hand won't be upon you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go ahead and worry yourself
mm-hmm.
until you can't worry no more.
All right.
Amen. But sooner or later, amen, I constantly hear pastor always saying, it's better to know God and not need him than to need him and not know him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Peace.
Yes,
we're talking about God giving you peace when your heart is right.
Yes.
Amen. When you know God, you don't have to worry about calling on God and he's turning a deaf ear to you. Amen.
Amen.
When you know him, amen, he says, guess what? I know the desires, amen, before you even say anything. I just want you to be an obedient child and come to me. Amen. I just want you to come to me. Amen.
Amen.
Voice your opinion.
Amen.
We want to give everybody a piece of my mind. Amen. And I heard a person say, watch it when you give people a piece of your mind, because you never know if that's the last piece. Amen. You may need that, so you better hold on to it. Amen. And if all you got to give a person is a piece of your mind, why don't you give God your total heart?
Amen.
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 Amen. Give God your total heart. Amen. He'll give you not only a piece of mind, but he'll give you peace in your mind. Amen. Ephesians 6, chapter 6. Amen. Amen. Is this good?
Amen.
Amen. I told you, I ain't going to be long. Amen. Understanding the five things. Amen. When your heart is right. Ephesians 6, verse 6. It says, not with eye service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor, you see me doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, I did this, you know. Because, you know, so-and-so wouldn't do it, you know.
Right.
I want to do this so that pastor can see me.
Right.
You know, not with eye service, you know.
Right.
You know, pastor, you need some juicing in your office? No. No. Pastor already got somebody taking care of that.
Right.
Amen. I ain't calling no names.
Right.
But pastor already got somebody to take care of that.
Amen.
The liquid refreshment. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I ain't going to say nothing because y'all don't need to know. Because we said not with eye service. Amen.
Amen.
As men pleasers.
Amen.
Amen. This person's heart is right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Not doing it for eye service. Amen.
Amen.
It says, but as the servants of Christ,
mm-hmm.
doing the will of God from the mind means from the flesh. From the heart means from your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you're doing things from your heart, amen, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If you're rewarded for everything you do down here, what do you have to look forward to when you get the glory?
That's good.
You don't walk around with just a crown.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, some may say. But guess what? Everybody know that women like jewelry. Amen.
Uh-oh.
I like diamonds. I like pearls.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I like rubies, sapphire, onyx.
Yeah.
Amen. I like pink eyes. I like some bling bling.
Uh-huh.
So everything, guess what? I don't know. There's just some things that I do that people say, let me know. Because if I get rewarded for everything down here, I have nothing to look forward to. Amen. When I get to glory. Amen. I want an assembly just for me. Amen.
Amen.
I want a crown adorning service when I get to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, guess what? When I do some things, I may never say them. Amen. Because it's not for me to do things. Amen. To be pleased of. Amen. In men's eyes. Amen. I want God to be pleased. And when I do things from the heart, amen, my God is pleased. Amen. What you do in secret, God said he'll reward you openly. Amen. But when you do it, amen, with seeking for, you know, glory from man, guess what? There's your reward. That's what the word say.
The word
say, there's your reward. Amen. When I say, you know, Brother Lafayette, you know, yeah, I bought them shoes for you. You know, your wife may have something to say about it. But, you know, yeah, I bought them shoes for you. You know, and he said, well, you know, I appreciate that. Guess what? That's my reward. That's my reward.
Yeah.
So when I get the glory, Lord, remember when I bought, amen, brought L.A. some shoes? He rewarded you there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirk Franklin says, what you looking for?
Amen.
Amen. God going to look at me and say, what you looking for? Amen. I ain't got nothing to give you. Because you wanted your reward when you did your service, and there you have. You know what? You made your bed, you lay in it. Amen.
That's good.
We're talking about the things that happen, amen, when your heart is right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 6, it says you will please God. And guess what? Not only will you please God, but you unlock the hand of God.
That's good.
You unlock the hand of God.
That's good.
Amen. It's just like, you know, children and parents.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Look at the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. He said, look, give me what's mine now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. He unlocked the hand of his father.
Mm-hmm.
He said, here you go. But then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, amen, we want to wait. Amen. Don't give it to me now. Amen. It's like a savings account. When you let it gain interest,
right.
You know, you keep putting deposits in. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a bigger reward in the end because it's called dividends.
Amen.
It's called interest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You unlock the hand of God. Amen. When you unlock the hand of God, Pastor talk about the double portion. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know if y'all looked at that, but it says 125. Then after 125, it was what? 250.
Uh-huh.
Amen. If you add 125 and 125, that gives you what? 250.
Amen.
You add 250 and 250, that's 500.
Uh-huh.
500 and 500 is 1,000.
That's right.
That's a double portion. Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's unlocking the hand of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's
right.
God gave you two ears, one mouth.
One mouth.
Amen. It's so important. Amen. When you listen to a thing. Amen.
Good.
We're talking about pleasing God.
Amen.
Amen. Unlocking his hand.
Amen.
Amen. His word said there's no good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't it something how God describes himself?
Amen.
He describes things to you. He said no good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Shall I withhold from them that walk what?
Upright.
Any kind of way.
Upright.
You can do whatever you want to do. And you can unlock my hand. Is that maybe that ain't what the word say? So how you supposed to walk?
Upright.
Amen. There's no good thing. Amen. That he shall withhold from his children. Amen. That walk upright. Amen. He's telling you how to walk. Amen. When you get all cleaned up and you put on your good goods and you know and you walking, amen. You want somebody to see you? Yeah, looking for a slave. Y'all see that? Amen. You know, I want you to see me. Amen. So I ain't gonna be walking in, you know, any kind of way. No, guess what? There's a certain way you walk and you carry yourself. Amen. So that you may be seen. Amen. And it's not, amen, that you want to say, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Amen. But you're saying, amen, look what God has done. Look what God has done. Amen. And if he will do this to me and you, we serve the same God.
Yes.
Amen. There's nothing that Kenitra can get that Bernicia can't get.
All right,
amen. Because they have the same daddy.
Amen.
There's nothing that Diamond will get that Patrick can't get.
Right.
Because they have the same daddy.
On,
amen. The word also then says that he reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Amen.
Amen. But guess what? I don't just want any kind of reign.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I want a justified. Amen. Pastor talking about a ridiculous blessing.
That's
amen. A radical praise. Amen. I just want, amen, God. Like I said, you're the potter. I'm the clay. Make me and mold me. Amen. But God just ain't gonna make something. He ain't gonna just say, you know, just I'm done. No, he's gonna make you to where guess what? Men will see and say, my God, that got to be God. Because guess what? One thing about people, amen, they'll remember your past.
I know that's right.
They'll remember your past. They'll throw it up at me. I remember when. Amen. Well, guess what? I didn't have God in my life then. There was no God. There may have been a Lord, but there was no God. Amen. But guess what? When I have made God my Lord, and my Lord's name is God, amen. Look what God has done. Amen. I'm walking upright. There's no good thing my God is withholding from me. Amen. I have peace.
Yes.
Amen. I have joy running over. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm chosen.
Yes.
My God, there's nothing I can put my hand to that won't prosper because that's what God promised me. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your heart right, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen. When you wondering why things ain't going your way, amen. One of Pastor's friends used to always say, do a neck up checkup. Amen. You need to check yourself. Amen. Amen. Do a neck up checkup. Amen. Because guess what? Amen. Evidently, there's something that you're doing. Amen. That's stopping. It's like a clog sink. Amen. Sometimes we need a spiritual roto-rooter. Amen. Some liquid plumber. Amen. Amen. The way we can just, Lord, clean this stopped up pipe. Amen. Amen. Just clean it up. And amen, I've never seen, amen, a pipe bagged up with some good stuff.
All right. Go ahead.
Come on, man.
That's right. Come on.
Even when you drop your jewelry, you know how women do. We drop our earrings down the basin of the sink in the bathroom or something. You know, when Pastor dropped a contact, you know, he used to be good at that. Yeah. You know, thank God for deliverance. Yeah. But, you know, amen, you know, he dropped something down the sink. But guess what? That's not what clogged that sink.
Right.
Amen. That's not, you take them pipes on those, guess what? That ain't what clogged it. It may, amen, it may stopped it, amen, but that's not what clogged it, amen. When you undo them pipes, guess what? You see you see stuff that you don't even want to touch with your bare hands. You're like, my God, and then you ask yourself, how long has this been there? Because it has a nasty look, it has a foul odor, amen, and when you look nasty and you smell nasty, that God ain't getting no glory out of that. God gets no glory when you look nasty and when you smell nasty. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I can name off a whole list of folk and they name in the name of Christ, but we ain't going there either.
Don't go there.
Amen. Because guess what? I understand the things that happen when my heart is right.
Amen.
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 Amen. I understand the things that happen when my heart is right.
Amen.
Amen. So I just keep them people nameless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Number five. Amen.
Number five.
Number five. Ephesians 6 and 24. Just flip a page. Just flip a page. Amen. The fifth thing, amen, is that God gives you grace. And when God gives you grace, guess what he's doing? He equips you for the next task.
Amen.
That's what grace is. Amen. When you are equipped. Amen. Amen. Grace. Amen. Verse 24 reads, grace be with all them. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity.
Amen.
Amen. He said grace will be with all of them that do what?
Love.
That love our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't say it would be with some of them.
Uh-huh.
He included everybody. Amen.
Amen.
That love their Lord Jesus Christ any kind of way.
No, with
just my half heart.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He said with insincerity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insincerity.
Mm-hmm.
With purity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He closed it by saying, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means don't nothing else comes after this. Nothing else comes after this.
Yes,
he said, all I require is that you love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing less.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you grace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And I give you grace.
Mm-hmm.
With sincerity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
How are you loving a certain thing?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I can't stand that man.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanting me to do this and that. How are you loving Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Who First Lady thinks she is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman like she is.
Mm-hmm.
Then grace the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Minister this word, you know?
Amen.
I don't know who Sister Sarah thinks she is. Sister Sarah.
Amen.
Can't nobody be Sister Sarah but Sister Sarah.
Amen.
Because that's who she is.
Amen.
She was fearfully and wonderfully made. By the hand of God. Amen?
Yes.
Well, who is Sister Gainey? Exactly that. And then what's the old saying? If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Amen.
You better ask somebody. But then there's just some people, amen, that you don't even have to ask who are they. Because the way they carry themselves, man, I don't know who that person is, but they got to be somebody special.
All right.
They got to be somebody with some prestige. Because look at the way they carry themselves.
Yeah.
Look at the way they dress, man. And what they got, that must be their car right there.
Mm-hmm.
That must be their car because they just look like they'll drive that S430.
All right now.
Amen. Is that Pastor Carr?
That's
Minister LA's car because Pastor said he wanted black. Minister LA got gray.
Amen.
An expedition. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, man. But guess what? We went to a ministry, amen. We pulled up and we couldn't tell who was the pastor's car, who was the first lady car, because guess what? What was on the head was on the body. There wasn't a the only way we knew whose car was whose, as far as the pastor and first lady, is because they said, parking reserved for the pastor. Amen. But when you pull up and you got an Escalade here, Envoy there, a Yukon here, a Benz over here, a Lexus over there, you like, my God, ain't nobody broke up in there.
Amen.
Go to a club, not to go in. Not to go in.
That's right.
Just ride through the parking lot. I guarantee you're going to see three types of vehicles. Mm-hmm. You're going to see some luxury sedans. Mm-hmm. You're going to see some hooked up SUVs. Uh-huh. And then you're going to see a police car. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you're going to see them three types. Amen. You're going to see SUVs. You're going to see luxury sedans. Yeah. And you're going to see some cops, you know, a.k.a. 5-0, whatever they call them now. I don't know. Amen. Because guess what? Amen. You often heard, you know, time flies when you have fun. Amen. So when it's time for the club to get shut down, folks ain't trying to go home. Guess what? Because they're having fun. So that's why the police is there. Because sometimes they need some personal escorting. Amen.
Right.
We are closed.
Right.
You got to go home. Or you ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. I ain't trying to leave. One more round. You got to go. Amen. So that's what, you know, you have these things you're going to find. But guess what? The same type it is in the club, in the world, it ought to be like that. Amen. For the household of God. Amen. Went to Walmart last night, and I'm still safe, and went there, and I looked, I told my brother, I said, my gosh, it wasn't this packed when it was the holidays. It took me 35 minutes in the line to check out, and didn't spend 30, 40 bucks maybe. 35 minutes. I wanted to put my stuff back. I said, but in all your words, say, let patience have its perfect work in re.
Amen.
Amen. So I stood there. But I'm like, my goodness. And I knew what it was for. It was for alcohol and trying to get ready for today, for the Super Bowl.
Right.
But my God, when are we going to pack the stores out to prepare for the coming of Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When are we going to pack out? Amen. You see people standing in line for what is it, Black Friday? Well, what about the day of glory, the day of the second coming of Christ?
Yes.
You don't see nobody standing out. We got empty chairs here.
Yeah.
Amen. Five things that happen, amen, the five things that happen when your heart is right.
Amen.
Amen. Because the word of God says where your heart is, you'll find your treasure.
Amen.
Wherever your heart is, that's your treasure. Amen.
Wow.
My heart was in getting a new vehicle. Amen. And Pastor bought me a treasure. Amen.
Amen.
Our heart was to, amen. We conceived, amen. And we birthed, amen, in GFWC. See, some of y'all thought I was going natural, huh? See? We ain't conceiving nothing. Amen. We conceived, amen, and we birthed in GFWC.
Amen.
Because that's where our heart was.
Amen.
We were called, appointed, and anointed to do this.
Amen.
It's not a hard job, but it ain't the easiest.
All right, now.
Amen. Because God say, amen, when you're doing something for me, guess what? I'm the provider.
Yes. Right.
Amen. I will make provision.
Yes.
I have given you vision. Amen. Write it, make it plain so that the people can run with it.
Right,
amen. Amen. Make sure that your heart is right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Make sure that your heart is right. Because
mm-hmm.
these are just five. I could have went on and on,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to wear on your patience. Amen. I'm wise.
Amen.
Amen. But these are just five. Amen. Small things
yes.
that have happened.
Yes.
Amen. When you understand, amen, amen, what happens when your heart is right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Put your hands together for the word. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 When your heart is right, amen.
Amen.
You'll be chosen by God. Amen. You're anointed. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And then you got to be careful when you're walking in the anointing. It's not to pump. It's not to put you up on a pedestal.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Because guess what? If you're anointed and you're walking around bragging and boasting, amen, the enemy has his way of making you prove yourself.
Come on.
You're so anointed. Can you handle this?
That's right.
And then guess what? You're talking about a humbling experience?
Mm-hmm.
You'll bust your own bubble then.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And then God will give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That surpasses all misunderstandings. Amen. When you don't understand, amen. Amen. God stays up all night. He never sleeps nor slumber. Why are we pacing the floor? Why are we having sleepless nights? Amen. Why are we having sleepless nights? Where's your heart? Cast all your cares upon him. Amen. Amen. Because he cares for you. Amen. I don't worry about anything. Because guess what? My husband cares for me.
Amen.
Amen. Why do I need to worry about this, that, and the other? Amen. I have a covering. I have a head. Amen. I have a father I can go to. Amen. Daddy, mama need this. Daddy, make it happen. Amen.
Amen.
He may not make it happen when I ask for it, when I say it, but guess what? If it's a need, he makes it happen then. If it's a desire, amen, he said, guess what? Yes, no, wait. Amen? Yes, no, wait. And I understand that. I don't harden my heart. Amen? Amen. And then, amen, guess what? You please God. When your heart is right, you please God. You unlock the hands of God. Amen? And then God gives you grace. Amen. He will give you grace. He will equip you to finish anything that you have started. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I praise and I thank God for these five things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I come to a close, amen, stand to your feet.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that you have a clear, amen, and a clearer understanding, amen,
amen,
of the importance and the benefits of your heart being right. Amen. The importance and the benefits. There's benefits, y'all.
Amen.
When your heart is right. Amen. And when you do, amen. Amen. When you have this clear vision, amen, this clear understanding of your heart being right, amen, you don't care who witnesses, amen, you doing anything.
Amen.
Amen. You don't care who witnesses, amen, amen, you getting, amen, what's wrong, right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what it takes, amen, to achieve, amen, these